an article. Make sure this is on.
我最近读了一篇文章。
I recently read an article in Christianity Today, titled "The Multi-Ethnic Church Movement Hasn't Lived Up to Its Promise."
今日基督教杂志的这篇文章名字叫《多族裔的教会运动没有达到它的目标》。
In this article, the author explains that most multi-ethnic, multi-racial churches in America try really hard to create diversity, but it often doesn't work out.
这篇文章讲到，大多数在美国的多族裔的教会想要努力达成多元化，但是没有成功。
They want to embrace the image of the church presented in Revelation 7 of a people of God representing all nations and all peoples.
他们都想让教会就像启示录第七章里面讲到的万国万民，来到神的国中。
But unfortunately, what often happens is multi-ethnic churches tend to basically mimic white American churches in their culture and in their theology.
可惜多数的多族裔教会其实只是效法白人的美国教会，他们的文化，他们的神学。
Many of them have white pastors, white leaders.
他们有白人的牧者跟领导。
Even some of the so-called multi-ethnic churches, or those that identify as multi-ethnic churches, they can be up to 80% in white in their population.
即使再大的一个多族裔教会，其实80%还是白种人在里面。
Changes in culture are hard to implement in these types of churches because any change will offend the majority, even if it's a slight majority, which is white people, Caucasians.
改变所以困难，是因为任何改变都会让多数人感到不舒服。
And so if these changes persist, a lot of these people will leave.
如果改变持续下去，很多的会员就会离开。
And so multi-ethnic churches have often not really lived up to what they're trying to be.
对，多族裔的教会其实不太容易真正成为多元文化的教会。
While many churches are generally multi-ethnic in that they consist of several different ethnic groups, they are not multicultural.
大多的多族裔教会虽然可能有几个不同的族裔，但事实上他们没有成为多元的教会。
Because there is one culture that dominates, and that is white American culture.
因为里面通常就是有一个主流的文化，美国白人的文化。
WCC is not a multi-ethnic church.
威明顿主恩堂不是多族裔教会。
Aside from a few obvious exceptions, most people here are one of ethnicity, and that is Chinese.
大家可以看到，除了少数几个家庭之外，大多数的成员都是华裔或中国人。
But WCC is, I truly believe this, is a multicultural church.
我相信，威明顿主恩堂是一个多元文化的教会。
In a way that most standard American churches are not.
是许多美国教会不一样的。
If we really think about it, there are many, many stark cultural differences at WCC.
在我们教会里面，我们其实看到很多不同的文化。
There is a lot of push and pull here.
有很多不同地方来的信徒。
Parent versus child.
父母跟子女不同。
Young versus old.
年轻人跟老人家不同。
Chinese versus American.
中国文化跟美国文化不同。
Mainland versus Taiwan.
大陆和台湾有分别。
Conservative versus liberal.
保守派跟激进派有一点不同。
Loving spicy food versus hating spicy food.
喜欢吃辣的跟害怕吃辣的是不一样的。
Et cetera, et cetera.
种种。
As I just indicated, the differences are not just between the English and Chinese ministries.But really, in the whole church,
差别不只在中英文组之间，而在光在中文组里面就有差别。
In the Chinese congregation alone, it's often difficult for someone like me to understand. But being Chinese does not mean you're of the same culture.
对我这样的人来说，非常难了解同是中国人为什么彼此还这么不同。
Depending on what part of China you come from means you could represent a very, very different cultural background.
根据你从哪里中国的哪里来，就代表很多不同的文化。
Some of you maybe didn't even grow up speaking the same language. A lot of you grew up speaking Cantonese or another Chinese dialect.
很多人可能成长中间就讲广东话而不是普通话。
Some of you make various food dishes in extremely different ways from each other.
很多人可能有独特的菜系是别的人不吃的。
Some of you grew up in a culture where criticizing the government is absolutely unthinkable.
有的人如果在家乡批评领导就会大祸临头。
Others of us have grown up in a culture where criticizing the government is a favorite pastime.
有的地方人不批评政府心里就不爽。
And then of course there are vast differences between the Chinese and the English ministries.
当然中英文组之间还是有很大的区别。
The Chinese ministry sings hymns.
中文组唱传统诗歌。
The English congregation sings Hillsong.
英文组唱现代的诗歌 Hillsong。
The Chinese ministry uses a piano and a choir.
中文组有钢琴有诗班。
English ministry uses a drum set and an electric guitar.
英文组打鼓又弹电吉他。
In the Chinese congregation, an average Sunday school class consists of 60 minutes or more of entirely lecture.
中文组的主日学教课教到超过60分钟。
In the English congregation, an average Sunday school class consists of an hour or more of all discussion and interaction.
英文组的主日学多半是讨论跟互动。
None of these differences, be clear, none of these differences are bad or unbiblical.
这些差异都不是好坏的分别。
They are all completely 100% cultural and have to do with cultural preferences.
它只是文化的选择倾向。
But the reality is, all of these differences exist under one roof.
这些许多的差异都在同一个屋顶之下。
The point is, WCC is truly a multicultural church.
对，威明顿主恩堂实在是一个多元文化的教会。
We are truly a multicultural church.
的确，我们是多元文化。
Given this, we have the opportunity and the calling to show the power of the gospel through equal respect and equal love of those here who are different from us.
因此，借着不同的人之间平等的互相爱、互相尊敬，我们就有机会显出福音大能的呼召。
That is our calling. That is our challenge.
既然既是呼召，也是挑战。
And it's not an easy call. It's really hard.
不容易，真的不容易。
But it's an amazing opportunity for us.
但这也是一个惊人的机会。
The passage today is Galatians 3, chapter 26, or excuse me, chapter 3, verses 26 through 28.
今天的经文是加拉太书三章二十六到二十八节。
So in these verses, the Apostle Paul explains a few implications of what it means to have faith in Christ.
经文中间，使徒保罗提出什么是信心，在基督里的信心。
In verse 26, he says, "For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith."
26节他说你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
So number one, faith in Christ means being sons of God.
所以第一，在基督里因信都是神的儿子。
A little bit of context here, Galatians is a book all about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
加拉太书的背景就是讲到耶稣基督的福音。
What the gospel is, what it is not, and what that means.
福音是什么？福音不是什么？是什么意思呢？
And Paul is very clear, the gospel is not about being Jewish or identifying with the cultural elements of being Jewish.
保罗指出福音不是接受犹太人的身份。
So that means, as Christians, we don't have to obey Jewish customs or be circumcised.
所以身为基督徒我们不必遵守犹太人的习俗或者受割礼。
The passage here is in the context of Paul explaining to the Galatians that the Old Testament law acted like a guardian, keeping guard over our faith. But now that Christ has come, now that faith has come, we no longer need that guardian that is the Old Testament law.
保罗解释旧约的律法就像训蒙的师父或者监护人来监督保护信徒。
So Paul continues here that all who have faith in Christ, all, no matter who you are, no matter what your background, all who have faith in Christ are declared sons of God.
保罗指出所有在基督里有信心的人 无论从哪里来都是神的儿子。
And in verse 29, he says that means you're an heir of God.
29节说你就是神的后裔。
You receive all the blessings that God has to give.
你接受从神来所有的祝福。
Although Paul says sons here, Paul is actually intentionally using that word but addressing both men and women.
保罗虽然说儿子，但他其实指的是男女都包括。
He is saying in a very, very patriarchal society that both men and women who have faith in Christ are declared sons of God.
所有相信耶稣、接受耶稣基督的人都是神的儿子。
And they receive all the blessings of being a son of God.
享受神儿子一切的祝福跟权利。
Number two, this means new identity in Christ.
第二点就是这在基督里有新的身份。
Verse 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
For those of us here who have faith in Christ and have been baptized into Christ, and baptism is a physical, literal picture of what happens inwardly. So those of us who have inwardly, outwardly repented of your sin, died to yourself, and identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection, you have put on Christ.
已经相信耶稣受洗的人就是一个属灵意义的实际落实实际的彰显由内而外从认罪悔改向自己死与基督同死同葬同复活的人你已经披戴耶稣基督了就是穿上耶稣基督
The illustration here is literally putting on brand new clothes
这里的例证就是用穿衣服的图画来说明
It's like taking off your old clothes that you just rolled around in the mud with, and then putting on brand new, nice smelling clothes.
就是脱掉你刚刚在泥坑里面打滚过又旧又脏的臭衣服，穿上全新的干净衣服。
To illustrate the idea here, I brought a shirt that just came out of the laundry.
让大家有感受，我就带了一件干净的衣服来。
And I put it into a bag to capture the smell.
我放在这个。我闻一下，很香。
Do any of you love doing that? Like smelling your laundry as soon as it comes out of the... Daniel doesn't, but I do.
你能够体会这样的感受吗？
Want to smell it?
真香。
I promise, it did smell good. So that is what putting on Christ looks like.
这是穿上穿披戴基督的意思。
That's what happens when we choose to follow Jesus.
当你跟随耶稣的时候就会发生。
We put off all the things we used to identify ourselves with. Our success, how much money we make, our political preferences, our political ideas, our cultural preferences. We put all that off. We no longer identify that. We identify now in Christ.
我们脱去旧的身份，脱去旧的选项，脱去对于金钱、政治的喜好。
We literally put on Christ.
我们穿上基督，披戴基督。
We're no longer defined by those things anymore. We're defined by our relationship with Jesus.
我们不再被那些事情所定义，而是耶稣基督决定我们是什么样的人。
Which means, in verse 28, two things. Verse 28 says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female." For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
28节说，你们不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
So faith in Christ means oneness in the community of Christ.
相信基督就是在基督的身体里面合而为一。
Being in Christ means we, as a church, as a community, are all one in Christ.
住在基督里，就是在基督的身体里面，我们合而为一。
And there is no exception to this. Everyone, regardless of economic, social, cultural background, is one in Christ.
不管各位的经济、社会、种族、文化状况，没有例外，都平等的在基督里面成为一体。
Which means equality in the community of Christ.
我们在基督的社区身体里面没有区分。
There is no Jew or Greek.
没有犹太或希腊人。
Jew is obviously a reference to a Jewish person, someone who's Jewish culturally, religiously.
犹太人当然没有疑问，就是指犹太人他的文化、他的传统、他的习俗。
Greek is a reference. It could be two things. It could be a reference to specifically someone who is Greek by nationality.
希腊人可能指的是希腊国籍的人、种族的人。
Sometimes it's translated as Gentile, meaning it could mean basically more broadly just anyone who is not Jewish.
也可以翻作外邦人，就是更广泛的，不是犹太人的人，都是希利尼人。
Regardless, what Paul is saying is that people of ethnic, cultural, religious background differences are equal in the community of Christ.
保罗的意思就是说人，各种人不分族裔、文化、宗教背景的差别，在基督里面一律的是平等的。
And then he says, slave, there is no slave or free.
没有为奴的、自主的。
Meaning people of different economic and social class and status are equal, on equal playing field in the community of Christ.
在基督里面一律平等，不分经济、社会阶级、地位的差异。
How much money you make does not determine your status in this community.
各位赚多少钱并不改变你的身份。
And finally, he says there is no male or female.
最后他说不，也没有男跟女的分别。
Men and women are equal in the community of Christ.
在基督的身体里面，男人女人是平等的。
Each of these categories are ways in which the world has historically divided people.
在刚才的这些分类里面，世界都决定人的价值，也使他们分开。
This is all ways in which the world has historically determined people's worth.
这是世界决定人价值的分类法。
But in Christ, we're all equally worth it because of our identity in Him.
因为我们在基督里，我们有同样的价值。
For the purposes of our sermon today, we're going to be focusing on the first point, that people of different ethnic, cultural, religious backgrounds who confess faith in Christ are equal in the community of Christ.
今天讲到的第一个重点就集中在说，即使我们来自不同的族裔、文化、宗教的背景，只要承认、相信耶稣基督，在基督的身体、社区里面，我们是平等的。
We are all equally one in Christ. Oneness in Christ is the goal.
我们也在基督里面是合一的。
Given this, I want to spend the rest of our sermon basically answering a few ways in which what this means, application, how are we meant to be one in Christ? How are we meant to have equality in the church?
下面的时间我要谈到说我们应该怎么样子来实际的落实在基督里面的合一跟平等。
What does it mean to have equality in Christ at our church?
我们教会里面没有区分是什么意思
？Number one, I think it has to mean WCC. There's no place at WCC for cultural or racial prejudice.
首先，在主恩堂里面，我们不容许任何文化或者种族的歧视。
Every single church, the church as a whole, is called to become a visible representation of the power of Christ and the kingdom of God on earth.
每一个教会都有这样子的呼召，要彰显基督的能力，让神的国能够降临。
We are meant to bring the future glories that await us in the kingdom to come in the here and now.
我们要把将来神国的荣耀今天就带在我们中间。
And that means that we treat each other equally, for one.
所以我们彼此要合一。
It is a complete travesty of the gospel then.Complete travesty of the gospel when churches perpetuate racism, perpetuate prejudice, perpetuate hatred, or fear and distrust of people different from them.
如果任何教会高举种族歧视，或对自己不同类的人的仇恨、不信任，那就是扭曲了福音。
So a few practical implications for us at WCC.
对主恩堂有几个实际的提醒。
First, while we are predominantly Chinese, someone who is non-Chinese should be welcomed here just as much as someone who looks and acts like us.
首先我们主要是华裔的中国人，对于不是华裔的中国人，我们必须要同样的欢迎。
You've heard me say this, preach on this before, but if a black teenager wearing a hoodie and a torn jeans decides to join us for Sunday worship here in this combined service right now, We, a predominantly Chinese church, with a few white people sprinkled in, we should welcome that person just as enthusiastically as we would welcome a Chinese UD student.
各位听过我讲过这个例子，如果有一个黑人的青少年穿着破烂的牛仔裤、套头运动衣，决定来参加我们的聚会。我们虽然大多数是华裔，少数有几个白人，但是我们应该像欢迎优低的中国学生一样来欢迎他。
That is our calling, especially to those who come who visit us from the outside.
这是我们的呼召，特别对那些外面进来拜访我们的人。
Second, being in Christ means within the community, within those here, we are not meant, means we were not meant to distrust or discount people at this church based solely on their differences from us.
其次，在基督里就绝对不应该因为外貌非我族类而不信任他或者歧视他。
That might mean, for example, not passing up someone for consideration in a teaching position or a leadership position because maybe they're from Taiwan. You don't trust people from Taiwan. Or they're from the mainland. You don't trust people from the mainland.
举例来说，我们绝对不应该因为某某人来自大陆或者他来自台湾，我们就不让他教导或者带领服事。
The gospel is meant to break through those differences.
福音让我们突破这些差异。
Or for example, if someone here has profound differences with you in politics, we're called to not break fellowship or friendship with someone over those kinds of differences.
或者说，如果有人跟你的政治观点有深刻的差别，福音的呼召不许我们与那个人割席绝交。
In the community of Christ, Republicans fellowship with Democrats, liberals fellowship with conservatives, socialists fellowship with capitalists. Those who are very pro-vaccines fellowship with those who are often anti-vaccine.
在基督的身体里面，共和党、民主党人可以团契，自由派、保守派可以团契，社会主义、资本主义者可以团契，赞成跟反对打疫苗的人都可以团契。
And just to clarify this, I'm not saying there's not right or wrong positions on these issues.
我要澄清，我不是说不分黑白对错。
I would never preach this from the pulpit, but if you ask my personal opinion on things like politics, I would be happy to tell you my personal opinion on these things.
我不会在讲台上表明，但是你如果私下问我政治的立场，我会跟您分享。
And having fellowship with each other does not mean you cannot have an opinion or express that opinion or have lively discussion and debate over these kinds of things.
我也团契不会让人禁止人表达意见或者反对人表达或者有激烈的讨论辩论。
But what it does mean is that we do not break fellowship over disagreements in these kinds of issues.
当我们在争论不同想法议题的时候，不要破坏团契的关系。
The reason being is because these issues are secondary.
因为这些议题都是次要的。
They're secondary for a couple reasons. Number one, it's not where salvation lies.
为什么是次要，不是绝对的呢？因为第一，他们不是我们救恩的凭据。
And number two, because following Jesus does not fit into any of these categories. Jesus was not Republican. He was not a Democrat. He was not liberal. He was not libertarian. He was not a socialist. He was not a capitalist. Following Jesus means putting your identity before those things.
其次，因为这些跟耶稣都不直接相连。耶稣既不属共和党，也不属民主党，不是社会主义或者资本主义等等等等。
Following Jesus means putting identity of Christ before everything, before your political views, before your opinions, before your preferences.
跟随基督就是让耶稣成为我们的身份认同，而不是高过人为的政党各样的观点意见。
These issues are secondary, but what is primary is shared oneness in Christ.
这些议题其实都是次要的，最主要的就是在主里面合一。
It is shared oneness in Christ that bridges divides.
分享基督的合一，就在各个分离中间可以搭桥。
It is shared oneness in Christ that unites us despite very real and very profound differences.
分享基督的合一，才能够在各种巨大差别里面使我们连结。
So this leads to my next point, and that is we are called to not view each other as the other.
这就连到下一个重点，我们蒙召不可以把别人当作异类。
By the way, I stole that from Daniel Rao. He gave me that point a while back. Anyway, sorry. We are called to not view each other as the other.
我们蒙召不可将别人视为异类。
WCC is a unique situation compared to a lot of churches around us.
跟我们附近的教会不同，我们的独特处。
In that we are two congregations, but one church.
我们在一个教会里面有两个会众。
Aside from a few exceptions like today, typically we have separate services, we have separate Sunday school, we have separate programs, we have separate events, we have different style, different focuses, different culture, and of course we speak different languages most of the time.
刚刚举的例子之外，我们有不同的崇拜，不同主日学，不同节目，不同团契小组，不同的焦点，不同的风格，不同的文化。当然，我们也讲常常讲不同的语言。
Given all these differences, it's really easy to see each other as the other.
我们很容易把别人当作另一方。
So, you know, attitudes like the following often persist. So, for example, you know, those young people over there always playing that loud music. They need to turn it down. Turn that stuff down.
年纪大的人常常会有下面的态度。这些年轻人搞什么？音乐那么吵，小声点，一天到晚只知道装酷。从来不懂得尊老敬贤。
I don't know what he said. All they care about is looking hip, looking cool. You know what they need to do? They need to respect their elders.
他们应该要尊老敬贤，先一步。
Or this opposite mentality often happens.
或者是另外一边。
Those old Chinese people over there.With their hymns that I fall asleep to, you know, they really need to get with the program here, and not stop being a stick in the mud.
那些老家伙们抱着传统死骨不化，传统诗歌对我就是催眠作用。
But the reality is, we're not two different churches.
事实上，我们不是两个教会。
We are one church.
我们是一个教会。
One cannot can literally not exist without the other.
我们彼此相辅相成。
Without the Chinese ministry, there would be no youth group.
如果没有中国的家庭青少年团契无法存在。
Many of you actually attend or involved in both congregations.
各位中间许多其实参与在两边的聚会中间。
And the church as a whole cannot survive long term if young people from both congregations are not being continually replenished.
如果两边的青年没有持续参加聚会或者长期的投入，
the reality is, in order to survive, in order to thrive as a church, we can't view each other as the others over there.
这样的话，教会的长途的前景堪忧。要使教会维持或者兴旺，绝对不能把对方当作异类。
We are called to view each other as brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们蒙召要把每一个人看作在基督里的弟兄姐妹。
Chinese, English, young, old, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
中文、英文，年轻、年长，我们都是基督里的弟兄姐妹。
How do we have that oneness, that mentality? And that leads to the next three points.
要怎么做呢？下面有几点。
We are called to both celebrate diversity and seek unity.
我们蒙召同时是为了欢庆多元以及寻求合一。
The point Paul makes in Galatians is not that we are all equivalent.
保罗在加拉太书所说的不是要一视同仁。
Jews are still Jews, they're not Greeks. Greeks are not Jews. Men are men and women are women. They're not the same.
犹太人跟希利尼人是有不同的，男人跟女人也是不同的。
But we are all equal, meaning we are all on equal playing field.
我们是平等的，我们是同样的。
So what we are not trying to do here is we're not trying to erase differences.
我们不要努力地除掉彼此的差异。
We actually can celebrate differences. We can celebrate diversity.
我们应该庆祝多元，庆祝彼此的不同。
And we seek unity, not uniformity.
我们要寻求合一而不是统一。
What is the difference between those two?
这有什么不同呢？
Uniformity means everyone is the same. Everyone thinks the same. Everyone dresses the same. Everyone likes the same music. Everyone votes for the same politicians. That's uniformity.
统一就是每个人都完全一致，思想相同，说话相同，穿衣服相同，喜爱一样的音乐，投票给同一个政客政党，这就是统一。
True uniformity is impossible.
真正统一其实是不可能的。
Even in an oppressive society where a dictator outlaws disagreement with the political party in power, people still have their own thoughts, right?
即使在专制社会、独裁集权统治之下，没有办法限制人们的思想。
And pushing uniformity is unchristlike because the church is not a dictatorship.
推动统一也不是耶稣基督所要的，因为教会不是独裁的体制。
Christ followers are actually allowed to disagree with each other and have different personalities.
基督的跟随者容许彼此个性有所差别。
Especially when it comes to non-essential issues.
特别是在那些不是核心基要的信仰上面。
But unity literally means being one or being together.
合一的意思就是联合在一起，成为一体。
Unity is about taking people of very different cultural, racial, economic, social backgrounds and not erasing those differences, but putting them together and uniting them under one common purpose.
合一是让不同的文化、种族、经济、社会背景的人，不是要抹灭他们的差异。
And that one common purpose is our identity in Christ.
而是在基督里有共同的身份，在这里联合。
And so we seek unity under the one banner that truly matters, and that is our oneness in Christ.
所以我们在基督里面，我们寻求合一。
So practically, what does that mean for us?
事实上，我们应该怎么做呢？
I think if it means if you're in the Chinese ministry, if you're someone who's older, a little bit more seasoned in life, let's allow those young people to play those loud songs.
各位老先生、老太太，请你们容许年轻人有巨大的音乐声量吧。
That is how they connect to God.
这是他们跟神连接的方式。
That is how they worship God.
这是他们敬拜神的方法。
As a youth pastor, the most joyous times I have ever had at this church is when I've watched youth in joyous unity worship God at the top of their lungs with every bit of energy they have.
身为青少年牧师，我最喜乐的时刻就是看到青少年在神面前大声的敬拜，倾心吐意，这是我最爱的事情。
That's what those loud songs allow them to do.
这是很大的声音的音乐。
That is God honoring, right? So even though it's very different in style, it's God honoring. So let's allow that.
这是不同方式来荣耀神。
If you're a young person here,
如果各位是年轻人，
let's celebrate these hymns.
让我们也庆祝我们在一起的时刻。
And by the way, the young people who are here in the service, thank you for being here in a combined service.
特别在联合聚会中间。
Because I think these opportunities are golden because we come together and we celebrate our history, we celebrate our oneness, and these hymns have so much history, so much grounding. Let's appreciate that.
当我们合在一起的时候，我们应该接受喜爱传统的诗歌。
And also, I love so much that Daniel had the youth with him today. What a wonderful opportunity.To come together and worship, to combine those worship styles. That was. Let's do that more often.
今天饶承恩弟兄带着青少年一起来做敬拜团队，这让我们常常如此行。
We're called to celebrate each other's differences.
我们欢庆拥抱彼此的不同。
But at the same time, seek unity in having the same mind, the same heart, the same care for each other in Christ.
也追寻在爱里面，在基督里的合一，彼此尊重，互相关怀。
Number four, we are called to listen and seek understanding among those who are different from us.
第四，我们要蒙召，是要聆听，寻求理解那些与我们不同的人。
That means if someone disagrees with you, learn to listen before speaking, learn to hear that person, before giving your own opinion.
如果有人不同意你，在你说之前，你要聆听，学习倾听他说的话，然后才发表你的高见。
So I know this is going to sound crazy, but be willing to consider that you actually might be wrong.
你可能不太愿意承认你可能会犯错。
It is possible.
但是是可能的。
So for example, take the last election, very contentious election about who to vote for.
举例来说，上次的选举非常的激烈。
I know a lot of us here voted for Trump.
我知道许多人投川普先生。
I also know a lot of us here who voted for Biden.
也有许多人投拜登先生。
Let's say it's still the election, and you are having a discussion with one of your brothers and sisters in Christ about who to vote for.
假设在选前，你跟组内的弟兄姐妹讨论要选举谁。
So listening to each other means the following.
彼此聆听的意思就是。
It means number one, hearing the other person first before you feel the need to give your opinion.
首先就是在说之前，你先听别人说话。
Number two, that means not speaking over them.
第二，不要强势的压迫对方。
Number three, give them the benefit of the doubt that they actually might have some good arguments or some good reasons to vote for the person that they're voting for.
第三，你要容许对方有可能有合理的原因支持他投票的对象。
Number four, recognize that this is a complicated issue. There is a lot of policy, a lot of issues going into this. So you actually, it could be possible, maybe unlikely, but it could be possible that you are wrong.
第四，你要承认这个情况远比我们所知道的复杂，我们可能判断错误。
And number five, respect their decision, even if at the end of the day you completely disagree with each other.
第五就是即使你完全反对对方的决定，但是要尊重对方的选择。
So allow me to eat. I don't know if this translates well, but it's an English expression, humble pie.
请容许我吃一个谦卑的派。
I'm going to eat humble pie.
这是谦卑来描述来分享。
I have not always done this well.
我承认我没有做到。
So when I was home, this was at Christmas time. I had gone home for a couple weeks.
去年圣诞节，我回家乡几个礼拜。
And my dad shared some of his political views with me.
我的老爸跟我分享他的政治观点。
I did not respond or listen well.
我对他的反应是很不好的反应。
I responded by basically saying his views were akin to believing in UFO conspiracy theories.
我说认为他很荒谬，好像相信飞碟外星人的阴谋。
I did not listen.
我没有聆听。
I did speak over him.
我大声争辩，强势压迫对方。
I did not give him the benefit of the doubt.
我没有容许以为他有可能正确。
I did not recognize the complexity of the issue.
我没有承认这个议题的复杂程度。
And I disagreed with my father in a very disrespectful way.
我用非常不尊敬的态度，没有风度的跟他争辩。
I was wrong.
我错了。
And I'm called to better. And all of us here, WCC, are called to better.
我也求神帮助我能够改变。我也希望弟兄姐妹跟我一样。
Now looking back, I realize that I don't think now me and my father get along just fine. Like we've since forgiven each other of this, but I never apologized.
我跟我的父亲后来和好了。
So what I'm going to do as soon as this is over, as soon as I have a moment, I'm going to call my dad and apologize.
我有机会我要打电话给他。
Because that was wrong, how I handled that conversation.
因为那次的对话。
Again, the reason we can respectfully listen and be okay with disagreements over these kinds of issues is because they are not ultimately...Where our identity lies.
所以我们可以尊重、聆听，也可以彼此争论这些议题，因为那些都不是我们最终极的身份所在。
It's not in politics.
不是政治。
It's not in who you vote for.
不是你选的候选人。
It's not in what kind of food you eat.
完全不是他们。
Rather, our identity is in Christ.
我们的身份是在基督里面。
And everything else is secondary.
其他都是次要的。
Finally, number five, we are called at this church, we are at this church, let me rephrase this, this is a mouthful, I realize. We at the church, who are in the majority, older, in a position of influence, male, rich, or more educated.
But, 在我们教会中, 那些多数人, 年长者, 有影响力的, 男性, 财务宽裕者, 或受高等教育的人,
we are called to take seriously the voices of those at our church who are in the minority, younger, not in a position of influence, female, poor, or less educated.
我们蒙召要认真善待教会中的少数人, 年轻人, 缺乏影响力的人, 女性, 经济拮据, 或者受较低教育者。
So I emphasize this last point, not because minority and female, not because we're not supposed to listen to each other. We're supposed to listen and offer Christ-likeness to each other equally. But why I'll emphasize this is because the majority and people who are older, et cetera, they often have a harder time doing that.
我这样强调不是说大家不要互相聆听, 而是多半的时候, 多数比较难聆听少数人。
Because each of these categories represent power dynamics that exist in the church and in every church.
因为其实上面的每一个项目在各个教会, 在我们教会中间, 它中间的互动张力仍然存在。
The older you are, the harder it is to listen to someone who is younger.
人越老越难听年轻人的意见。
Because naturally, we who are younger think those who are young, we who are older think those who are younger are not as wise, not as smart, and most of the time we're right.
你觉得年轻人嘴上无毛办事不牢，自己总是对的，其实不一定如此。
But we're not completely right, not always right.
我们不完全，不永远是正确的。
Sometimes we have things to learn from those who are younger than us.
常常还是需要学习。
If you're in a position of influence or leadership, it's easy to develop the attitude that you know better than those you are leading.
你如果在某一个位置上, 你以为自己的官大学问就高。
But being a Christ-like leader actually means being a servant and having the willingness, having the humility to listen to every single voice.
但是一个学像基督的领导者其实应该就是仆人, 甘心愿意去聆听, 去学习。
Those who are male in a traditional culture like this one often find it easy to dismiss the voices of women.
传统文化中间常常男性会藐视女性。
And all the married men here know that's an extremely bad idea.
各位在座的结过婚的男人都知道这是一个很危险的错误观念。
Those who are rich and more educated naturally developed an air of superiority over those who are not.
有钱有学问的人在一个失败者面前自然有高人一等的心态。
What Jesus says is that blessed are the poor.
耶稣说贫穷的人有福了。
In the kingdom of God.
这在神的国中,
And those in the majority naturally have a hard time listening to those in the minority.
强势的多数人不会自然聆听弱势的少数人。
If you are in the majority, whether it be a majority opinion, majority congregation, majority demographic, it means you outnumber those who are in the minority. And that is power, that is natural influence power you have over those in the minority.
如果你是多数人, 不管是多数的意见, 多数的群众, 多数的人口, 因为超过了少数人, 你就有更大的权威跟能力。
And in a democratic church system like ours, that means that you can outvote the minority every single time.
在一个会员投票制度的场景中间，通常每次多数人投票就会胜利。
Whereas the minority is going to naturally listen to the majority in part because of peer pressure.
少数人就会必须服从多数人。
If everyone's saying something that you disagree with, sometimes it's really hard to voice your disagreement.
如果大多数人都这样讲，那个不同的意见就更困难当众发声了。
So this plays out in lots of different ways, lots of different ways at our church, but the most obvious way is between the two congregations, the Chinese and the English congregation.
这在我们教会中间常常会出现，最明显的就是中英文组之间。
By the way, there's nothing wrong about this. This is just some of the realities, just some of the realities on the ground here.
这并不是对错，这是事实。
But the reality is that the Chinese congregation is roughly around 200 people.
中文组平常大概有200个人聚会。
The English congregation is 70 to 80 people max.
英文组大概七八十个人。
More than half of those people are under the age of 18.
英文组的大多数还不到十八岁。
We are much smaller, and our voting members are far fewer.
我们的人数少，票数更少。
And so because of that, it makes it harder to have English congregation is harder to have our voices heard, basically.
对英文组的投票的影响力当然比较小。
So again, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. It's just a reality. Every church has these kinds of issues at their church.
这不是不对的地方，这是现实的情况。
But it would be my humble request as youth pastor, as in the English ministry, be my humble request that if you're in the Chinese ministry, that you actively seek to hear, to be attuned to hear the voices in the English ministry.
所以我谦卑地请求各位来聆听英文组的声音以及需要。
Because they have things to hear that the church, the leadership needs to hear.
他们在这边，他们有这个教会应该听到的声音意见。
And it's my strong conviction, especially with the young people in the English ministry. We need to hear those voices. It's my strong conviction that the more young people we listen to, the show we listen to, the more we reach for the kingdom of God.
我强烈的相信，如果我们可以为天国得到更多年轻人，让他们愿意留在教会里面，投资他们的人生。
And the more young people we reach here at the kingdom of God, the more we convince to stay and to invest in this church, the healthier, the better off this church will be.
如果更多的年轻人愿意留在教会里面，把他们的人生花在教会中间，我们的教会将会更加的健康。
And that is what it means to truly be a multicultural church.
这是真正的多元文化的教会。
It means not only having a diverse group of cultures, but equally loving, equally respecting, being willing to listen and consider to each other equally as we celebrate and practice our oneness in Christ.
不是强调多元不同的文化，而是强调相同无私的爱，彼此的尊敬，互相的聆听，一起欢庆我们在基督里的合一。
I recognize this is not easy.
我认为这是非常困难的事。
As I've already explained, I have a hard time with this.
我有非常困难对我来说。
In fact, I would say what we are called to embrace here is impossible.
事实上呢，要拥抱实践刚才我所提到的呼召是。
It's impossible but for the power that is found in Christ.
但是在基督里面的能力却是可以做到。
We cannot do this without Christ. We cannot do this without first following Christ, without first centering our identity and our purpose in Him.
没有基督我们做不到，因为我们的身份，我们人生目的都在于他。
So let's seek Him together.
让我们一起来寻求他。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
God, I thank you so much for WCEC.
谢谢主为威明顿主恩堂献上感恩。
I thank you for the love that exists here.
谢谢你让我们中间充满了爱。
I thank you, God, that we do have unity here, despite being a multicultural church of very, very different opinions, very, very different styles and preferences.
虽然我们有许多的不同的文化，但是我们中间有合一的爱。
God, I pray that we would continue to faithfully live out our calling to listen, respect, and love each other equally.
求主帮助我们持续的相爱，持续的聆听彼此。
Thank you, in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，感恩祷告。